842 at WEOL. Let's get some help to lose some weight for this new year. The Mayo Clinic has a new Mayo Clinic diet. Here to talk about that is the medical director of the Mayo Clinic, Dr. Donald Hensrud. And also joining us is Donna Berger, who has gone through some of this diet protocol to help us talk about it. Doctor, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
All right. So let's what is the new Mayo Clinic diet? What's the difference from what you've done before, or what things have you discovered that help people lose weight better?
Well, the Mayo Clinic diet has been around for more than a decade. We came out with our third edition of the Mayo Clinic diet, and it's more than a diet. It's a lifestyle change program that can help people not only lose weight, but most importantly, improve their health and feel better. It's realistic, it's practical, and it's enjoyable enough to be sustainable over time.
Donna, is it enjoyable? Talk about your experience with it.
You know, it definitely is enjoyable. It's been a lifestyle change for me, as Dr. Hensrud said, and I've lost 110 pounds on the diet, and I absolutely love it. My family even loves it. We have children, so the meal planning and the meals that we prepare together, it's just been an enjoyable experience for all of us.
Doctor, what are some of the tips that you can share with us this morning about weight loss?
Well, one of them is eat more. We tell people what not to eat a lot of the time, but we don't do enough time encouraging people to eat healthy, fresh and frozen fruits and vegetables, which is a key principle on the Mayo Clinic diet. Another is changing habits. And we underestimate our ability to change habits, but that's part of our Lose It program, a two-week jumpstart program where people change habits suddenly. And when they get into it, they realize, boy, this isn't that bad. I'm capable of doing this.
Donna, how long did it take you to get on board with this?
Well, I was a serial dieter for a long time, and I had joined a lot of different programs that just seemed gimmicky and very restrictive, and I got on Google and searched something that was clinically based, and I had found the new Mayo Clinic diet. It just took me a couple of weeks, honestly, after I had taken the assessment. I realized that the new Mayo Clinic diet is part of a larger mission to inspire hope and promote whole health, and that was something that I needed in my life, and education and nutrition, so that I knew how to lead a healthier lifestyle.
Doctor, what is this online assessment that Donna mentioned?
It's a survey that people take when they first get online. It teaches them about where they're at, where they want to go, and an approach on how to do it. What we found was that people are interested in their health, and then we're all about that at Mayo Clinic, obviously. And so people who are interested in that type of program to not only lose weight, but to feel good about it, have an enjoyable lifestyle, and improve their health, this is the program for them.
So once they kind of sign up or get, how do they kind of keep track of this, or what do they have to work from? What's the information that they're working from?
Well, we throw the kitchen sink at people. There's two phases, the lose it phase and the live it phase. All the information is online. It's very simple. It's not complicated. The lose it phase is a two-week jumpstart phase, as I mentioned. People can lose weight quickly. Then they take those habits they changed and turn it into a long-term lifestyle change program. All the information is in the book or online. It's very easy to follow.
You mentioned how you want to have people eat more or might write things like that. Donna, what's some of the most recent things you've eaten that you can maybe share with us this morning?
Most recent things I've eaten a lot of have been a beet and kale salad, and I never thought in my entire life I would eat kale. I thought it was the most bitter thing I'd ever tasted besides spinach. But I absolutely have developed a taste for it because my body has changed to fit the lifestyle that I'm leading. So a beet and kale salad with some walnuts and a nice little honey vinaigrette mustard salad dressing that I created. I've been eating a lot of baked and broiled fish too, which is really great with the omega-3s for your body.
Donna, do you find it sort of helps you understand how to shop properly then, so your pantry is filled with those things that'll help you, not hurt you?
Definitely, it does. It teaches you to shop, as I'm sure a lot of people know, maybe they don't, but to shop the outer rim of the grocery store, because the inner rim has all of the processed foods, all of the carbs that are not necessarily good for you. So going through the fresh and frozen section of the vegetables and the, you know, unbreaded meats and the fruits, it really helps you to develop a better mindset of how to make a grocery list.
Do you have other people you prepare food for? How do you work with your family to make sure they're on board if that's the case?
My whole family is all on board with it. They love to cook with me, they love to prepare with me, and they enjoy the meals just as much as I do.
Sounds great. Well, if people want to find out more, Doctor, where's a good place to get some good information about this new Mayo Clinic diet?
People can go to mayoclinicdiet.com or just search Mayo Clinic Diet online. They can find the Mayo Clinic Diet book, the Mayo Clinic Diet journal. We have an online program that people can follow, and we have a cookbook, Cook Smart, Eat Well, where people can learn about recipes that are consistent with the Mayo Clinic diet.
Sounds good. Donna, we appreciate you sharing your story, and Doctor, thanks for getting the good word out this morning.